Al4DOS, KO4NUE.
TR. Doesn't look like Gary's there, does it, Chet?
No, I don't think he's in there. I'm over this way, gonna have to take care of some business. Got a big old bag of mustard greens gonna drop off. Just gonna see if he's available, but I'll give him a holler on landline.
Hold you, Chad. Just wanted to say good morning. We're headed down to home desk spot to get some peat moss. And the kids come over and seeded and aerated the yard and dethatched it, the whole nine yards. I'm pooped. Talk to you later, buddy. 04NUE and 0TR 73, Chad.
Wonderful day. You too, Miss Bernice. And we'll talk to y'all later. KO4NUE clear.
0TR KB4CBA.
Well, good Sunday morning to you, Dave, for a few more minutes anyways, 11:49. And we're just crossing, and let me turn this radio completely down, the Lake Cunningham Bridge on 101 by the tiny Scandy community.
Leaving church, and I'm gonna run home and change, and then I gotta take off to Easley to see my grandson play baseball again, Little League baseball, and I tell you, that boy's about to wear me out.
Well, luckily they live stream some of our grandson's football games, and we watched some of that. Now they're starting to charge for the live streaming at Eastside, which I think is ridiculous for a high school football game, but they do.
When I went to Eastside, I was there the year it opened. That tells you how old I am. And, it opened in, I think, 67, the fall of 67. And I think that's right. Might have been 70. Maybe it was. Yeah, that's when it was. Fall of 70. And I graduated in 73. But anyway, we didn't have much of a team to, it's a good thing we didn't have internet back then, because, we were just starting everything. And I think the first year I was there, we had 750 people. That was all three grades. And we were just like one big happy family.
When I was in high school, there was 600 in junior high and high school in the same building. How many was in your high school class, Bernice? Yeah. About 22. It was a big city school there in Alma, Kansas, Dave.
Well, we doubled the next year. We were at 1,500. I got a KE4NL in front of me here, an old burgundy Honda. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Negative, I should say. Sound like I've heard that call before, but can't be sure. But as I told Chad, we're just headed down to get some peat moss. They got it. We looked for it at Lowe's the other day when we got some paver bricks.
Yes. Oh, me. Oh, so peat moss. What exactly is that? Is that some kind of what is peat moss?
Bernice is a farmer, but she says she can't tell you, but she says it's something like a compost. What she's doing is, in some of the backyard had some bad spots in it, and they aerated it and reseeded it, and she's going to, on those spots, throw peat moss and then water it. Because you got to water it every day for just a little bit to to keep it moist till the seed germinates, Dave. I don't know what her theory of operation is. Gosh, her mom, I used to walk out in the garden on the farm with her, and she'd just take and throw seeds every which way and step on them, and they growed like a weed.
Well, man, that's what I need to grow right by my house. I have some bare spots. Does it grow well in shade?
It's dirt. It's not seed. The seed's already out there, and then they were in the air heater over at first. Actually, Bernice went along with a dethatcher first, dethatched it, then took the little Honda mower and mowed it all up into a bagger, the thatch, and it lets the seed get down to the roots better when you spread the seed. So then they put that out, but these are, she's just spot treating a few severe spots in the backyard. The front yard's almost perfect. It's really good. And, but the kids are the, Amy's license, put it that way. And she knows what to put down, so she gets the stuff, and I just pay her for the stuff, and then they come up and help us put it down, Dave.
Hey, I just need to give me a can of green spray paint and just paint the ground green. Maybe it'll look like grass. Nobody's going to see it. I mean, it's back behind the house. Oh, me. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here. I gotta make a quick change. I don't want to go to the ball game in my church clothes and sweat, so I'm gonna put on a t-shirt and a pair of blue jeans, and I gotta make a quick change and get back in the car and take off the Easley. So let me jump out here for a minute. 73 is KB4CBA.
Okay, Dave, good to hear you this morning, and nice you went to church down there and had an enjoyable sermon today, and I know you would have, and I don't know what else they did. They fertilized the yard, too, but I can suggest when you buy that can of green spray paint, just paint your thumb green, and everything will grow from now on. There's your tip of the day. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
KB4CBA Mobile. 4DJW Mobile.
JWKO4NUE. Good afternoon, Dave. How are you, sir?
Ken, I'm coming back from Spartanburg, in Greer again. I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm over Gary's way. I'm swing by and drop him off a big bag of mustard greens and then head on back to the house. But heard you on the radio. Figured I'd jump up here and say hello.
The logs last night, and I heard you had to jump over to 8, too. Sorry about that. we put an amplifier that has a preamp in line. I don't know that we're going through the preamp. We might be. And that might be what's wrong, that preamp on that amplifier. While we were up there, we put it in service, and it hadn't been in service for a long, long time. So it might be that preamp is going out on that on the amp that bumps it up to 100 watts. I'll let Johnny know about it, and maybe we'll redirect the input from another location up there so that won't happen.
Honestly, was going to give you a holler today. I figured I might have got in trouble for doing that, but I didn't know. I got to a point to where I said, okay, if I don't do something, it's going to be no calls or some calls. So I chose some calls, and I hope I didn't do anything wrong, but I just made a decision.
Now you do what you got to do. That's the control part of net control. you did good. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Figure out a way when you're there and it's not working. You figure out a way to go, and that's good. I think you did the right thing. Anyway, we'll try to do the right thing and see if we can figure out what's going on with that preamp. I think that's it. I could be wrong, I know it's not on the output side because the output is crystal clear when the repeater identifies itself and everybody else is choppy. It tells me it's the input side is like KE4NEW, I think. He was telling you the same thing, and he was right. I'm pretty sure he's right. Anyway, you did good. Don't think a second thought about it.
Appreciate it. Well, listen, let me duck on out. I'm at my destination, so you have a good day, and see you. I guess I'll see you sometime tomorrow, I guess. But 73's Dave. Have a wonderful day. KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Because I'm pulling in the subdivision. So take care. Have a good day. And, yeah, I'll see you in the morning. KO4NUE, W4DJW, clear.
Hey, Dave, KB4CBA.
Afternoon, rather.
Good afternoon, David.
Yeah, it just got there a few minutes ago. Oh, me. Well, I'm headed over to Easley for a Little League baseball game, and just heard y'all in there. And I'm going to be late, but better late than not at all.
You get in trouble. Anyway, this will be my last one because I'll be backing in the neighborhood, backing in the driveway. But have a good time. Enjoy the game. W4DJW.
Yeah, Dave, this will be my last one, too. I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here. I'm in Easley, too. So 73's, bud, and enjoy the game. Man, hoot and holler for your grandson because he's always watching what Papa does. So make sure you invest in him today. Have a good one, sir. 73's, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
He's at that age. He's 9. Y'all have a good good day. It's a beautiful day today. We'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CBA Mobile.
OTR Mobile.
Back again.
You can have lips. Did it. Indiana Weisenheimer. Taco Bell, Sphinx, and Quick Trip here in the Walgreens at North Buncombe Road in Wade Hampton. I'll wake up. Anyways, I don't know what this car behind me is honking at, but it ain't me. Well, nobody had any peat moss, so what'd you get instead, Bruce? Topsoil of some kind, so we're on the road again, just like Willie Nelson, Dave. You headed for the ball game?
I'm downtown right now. I'm getting ready to get on 123 here at the Kroc Center.
We know where downtown is, but the rest of that you lost me on. Oh, so how long does the ball game last today?
And, but it could last up to 2 hours. Anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, just depends on, you know, the way it's going.
The schedule's in the hottest time of day. Supposed to be a little better humidity today from what I heard on the weather this morning, but still up around 80. I don't have a thermostat in the inside of the cab here on a thermometer, I should say. And so I don't really know, but it was around 80 when we left, I think, or 70-something. And Taylor's orchard's still open with peaches down here. I noticed the quality of the peach now is starting to deteriorate a little bit.
It's like good. I guess the end of the season. Yeah, I'm getting on 123 downtown. The Kroc Center is a tennis center. It's pretty close to the old post office, not too far, you know, two or three blocks or so.
and that's just, you know, come out Rutherford Road and then kind of snake around and end up on 123, and that'll get me to easily.
Well, I got a better idea now. Well, I just passed the famous NY4G, but I don't know if Elvira lets him run the radio. They probably been to church and headed downtown to eat or something. I don't know. They were coming around there by Taylor's Orchard on 101 in a hunt game, but he was looking forward and didn't see me. But he hasn't been over in a while. I'm going to have to kick him in the seat of the pants.
Get Bernice to video that on the phone and send it to me. I'd like to see how that goes.
Maybe I'll go to Plan B. I don't want to be taking my teeth home in a doggy bag.
Oh, me. You're so funny. I'll tell you what. Well, is that your big trip for the day? Are you done? Or you got more errands to run?
Big trip of the day, and we went over to Lake Lyman last night, and Bernice made lasagna and some Italian, what do you call it, toast, garlic bread, and Amy had some fried okra and some other stuff there, and then we went out for a boat ride in their new pontoon boat on Lake Lyman, and oh, it was a pretty sunset out there last night, Dave. If I think of it, I'll send you a picture. The prettiest thing was in the foreground of my picture, of course.
You're talking about your wife there, and you just scored some points. Me. I was trying to think where we were when we saw the sunset, but it was gorgeous last night. And I think we were still downtown. You won't find me at downtown Greenville very, very often, on the weekend especially. And, you know, at sunset especially, I'm usually at home by then, but we were taking my youngest daughter out for her birthday.
No, you was wrong again, Dave. I said the prettiest thing in that sunset was in the foreground, and Bernice took the picture of me, so she got kind of a laugh out of that.
Bernice, you really need to take Tom to the eye doctor, you know, it's going to be a rude awakening when he puts those glasses on and looks in the mirror, but, you know, sometimes the truth hurts.
Before you answered, I said, he's going to save Bernice. shoot. Well, no, that's the problem with the eyes is I got optorectalitis, Dave.
That is.
That nerve gets kind of crossed up with the nerves in your colon, and you get a crummy outlook on life. Tell it where it's acceptable.
Okay. Well, I guess all of us get some of that every now and then. And, hopefully we can find something to, you know, snap us out of it. Usually I try to, you know, get busy, get to doing something, get my mind preoccupied with what I'm doing, or occupied with what I'm doing.
Old joke like me. Well, Dave, after that workout yesterday, there's nothing left today, and Bernice says there's no hope for me anyways, but she's probably correct in that assumption. So I'm going to take the day off.
For CBA. Yeah, I think I'm going to take the day off, too.
Them said it was all right. You won't have any trouble with the boss if she's with you. And they, we're not too far from home, and I got to back this stuff down there and let Bernice unload it. And then she can go play in the grass out there. And that is enjoyable to us, just taking care of the yard and that. I, up in Kansas, I didn't care if it was asphalt, but down here, the kids have helped us to get a fairly nice-looking lawn, and I want to try to keep it that way. You take care. Have a great day. Enjoyed the visit this morning. KP4CBA and 0TR73.
All right, Tom, well, y'all have a good afternoon, and I hope Bernice doesn't have to work too hard there unloading the car. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Good to talk to you. 73 N0TR KP4 CPA Mobile.